This is a Defocus Media production.
We go in depth about the perceptions and misconceptions of optometry,
which includes the business of optometry,
social issues within optometry,
and life as an optometry student.
Coming straight from Dr. Jasdeep Singh Soni,
Dr. Nadia Afghami,
Dr. Douglas Akiti,
and Svetlana Nunez. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey guys, welcome to the pod. Welcome back. Wow, it's nice to see everyone together again. Just us. This feels so intimate.
Wait a minute, guys.
I missed you guys.
Missed you too. I love this. I like it when it's, you know, just feels like family. You know, it's like family dinner again. We haven't done this in a minute. So I think we should just do a little update about our lives, right? So Since the last pod, some people have taken boards, some people have new projects coming, that kind of thing. So Svet, do you want to start and give us like a quick little life update?
Yeah. So I'm still in my third year, but I'm going to start my fourth year rotations May 16th. I took part one, and I'll get to know my part one results in the first or second week of May. So a lot of things happening in May. Madi's birthday is coming up. She's going to be 1 year old or 1 year old on April 28th. And yeah, I've been sick, but I'm getting better.
JD, tell us about your life updates. What's new and hip with the opto turban?
Yeah, I would say not necessarily posting as much, but one exciting project that I'm really enthusiastic about is helping businesses recruit, whether it be private practice or corporations. I feel like there's not enough individualized information or opportunities for ODs. So I feel like recruiters right now just kind of send you a bunch of opportunities. It's not like, hey, what do I want? Or it doesn't fit how much I want to make or how many patients I want to see. And so I want to be the middleman to kind of help businesses find people that represent their values, but also optometrists find good job opportunities that they want. And so right now, starting off in California, doing that, excited about the Discord blog with Eyes on Eye Care. That's, you know, it's a slow moving project here, but you know, at any time anybody can ask questions, which I love if anybody ever needs to reach out about anything when it comes to eye care. And you know, Alcon speaking, you know, starting to plan some dates. So we'll see how that goes. Those are some projects that are currently happening. What about you, Doug?
Very nice. Very nice. Congrats on all that. Sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, got through all the parts of boards, waiting for those results. So it's a crazy time, everything, you know, but it's also very chill. It's like, what do I do now? But I'm also like working, chilling, traveling, doing it all. So doing a little bit of everything, trying to have a good time.
What a great future pod topic. What's next? Anyway, OptoTurban, tell us how to find you if we want to get recruited in Cali.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you can look up OptoTurban, OptoTurban on Instagram or TikTok or frankly,
wait, can we repeat that one more time? How many letters?
You just spell like OptoTurban.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, is that a new thing? OptoTurban, OPOR.
Yeah, I was like, what is this?
OptoTurban.
Okay.
Or you can email me just deep.sony18@gmail.com or just message the pod and I'll contact you.
We'll put it in the show notes so they can find you.
Yeah. If you're in California, I would love to help out, whether you're trying to hire or whether you're trying to find a job that fits you.
As far as life changes for me, you know, still planning the wedding. That's it. That's really my life. I slept in yesterday. I was at the Vision Source conference this weekend, which was great. I miss conferences, guys. I feel like we should go to those more if we can. If you're a student listening and you're like, man, I'm gonna have time when I'm an OD to go, you don't, so go now. So that's my advice. Their next one's in Denver, and I was like, wow, I love Denver. I was there for a conference. And so
which one's in Denver?
The Vision Source conference next year is in Denver. But I was there for the AOA conference like my second year in 2019 or something, and it was really nice. So I was like, I love Denver. It's so good. So I just, you know, got a lot of experiences going to really cool places as a student. Sometimes the conferences would be like in St. Louis, and I wouldn't even know where that was. I would just get on the plane to St. Louis and I'd be like, oh, here we are. So It's my advice. You should just go. But that's about it for me for life updates.
You know Nelly, the artist, not Furtado. You know Nelly, right?
I love Nelly Furtado.
The other Nelly, like Hot in Here.
Yeah, it's getting hot in here.
He's from St. Louis.
Yeah. Can you point out where St. Louis is on a map?
It's like in the middle, up. I would just point up to the middle and I'd probably be close.
I had no idea. I was like, where are we? Like, I don't even know. I just got on the plane. I was like, how long's the flight? I don't even know where we are. Anyway, we've been to some cool places. That's all I got to say about that. Interesting. Nelly, that's from a whole other generation of, you're really showing your age there. I'm surprised Svet knows, which leads us into.
I'm offended. I know who Nelly is.
what our podcast is all about today, which is going to be about different generations in optometry. So, should we say when we were all born and what era we're kind of in? So I'm 88, so I'm a true millennial, but I identify as a zillennial. So that's that. JD,
what is that?
Zillennial. So I like to pretend that I'm young. So I want to be Gen Z. So I like feel like I'm hip. However, I'm a true millennial, I think.
Wow. Thank you for educating me.
You're welcome.
I was born in
1990. Didn't know that one either.
Yeah, I want to be a hybrid.
I guess you can be mixed nowadays, huh?
Thank you. Yes.
I was born in 1993, so I guess that makes me millennial as well.
Doug?
1976.
Oh, you're a boomer?
How old do you think 1976
Booming.
Is?
Booming. I would think that that's a boomer. 76. So my parents are like 62. So, yeah, they're boomers. Oh, no, that's actually, I think, 76 is like Gen X, right? Boomers
Gen
is older
X is
than
1965 to 1980. Boomers are 1955 through 1964. Unless you're, there's boomers two and boomer one.
My parents are boomers.
Boomer one is, boomer, any boomer is 1946 to 1964.
Booming.
So
quiz question. Does anyone know why they're called boomers?
Yeah, because after the war, they had a lot of babies. And so it was the baby boom. And so they're called boomers.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Don't be fooled by this pretty face. I know some trivia. Boom. It's mostly about Taylor Swift, but, you know, every now and then. It's a surprise.
Okay.
So where you were you born?
To answer the question, I was born in 1990.
Makes more
you're
sense.
You're a 90s baby, which means I'm a millennial as well.
Okay.
But so how about you?
All of you guys are like super old.
Thank you so much. You can tell by this wrinkle, my Botox is now not Botoxing anymore. And Betsy's back. She's making me crazy. But anyway.
Well, I was born in 1999. So at least I'm in the 1900s, right at the cusp.
I'm offended.
What?
I'm offended. From 1900s.
Right? 1900s. I'm not wrong.
Okay.
But anyways, I guess according to JD's chart that he sent us, I am considered a Gen Z.
Nice. Do you feel like do you feel like a Gen Z?
No, I feel like I don't identify.
What do you identify?
Yeah, what do you feel like you identify?
That's a really good question. I feel like I'm in between millennials and Gen Z because when I think of Gen Z, I think of people on TikTok. You know?
Yeah, that's your people.
What does Gen Z mean to you?
People on TikTok.
Yeah,
but what does that mean?
like making little TikTok dances and stuff.
Okay.
I've made a TikTok dance. Are you saying that I'm Gen Z?
Exactly.
This is why I'm a millennial.
Now you're offended.
Here's some characteristics according to online research. Gen Z is more communicative, open, diverse, and collaborative. They're
raised in a
digitalized, economically fluctuating society.
Yeah.
So fun fact, a lot of my texts are Gen Z, and I actually have a word of the day because they speak completely differently. Okay. So this is not a joke. I have like a word of the day list because they have decided to teach me things. Okay. I'm going to find it. Okay. These are some terms that I've learned. Okay. I'm making a list.
Okay. How about you say the term and I'll let you know if I know them.
Okay. All right. Boolin.
What?
Boolin.
I don't know that.
Ballin? Like ballin.
No, it's Boolin.
Oh.
Boolin? No.
Okay, so you're going to use this instead of like... that. Okay, well, Doug, what does it mean?
It's like you're frauding, like you're fooling. Also, like it's like
no, fraud, no. This one means like chilling, like I'm booling.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm bicking back and booling. That's actually a gang reference.
Oh. Wow, this yeah. Gen Z, they're a little bit.
Yeah, because Bloods like to say everything with a B. So usually it'd be cooling, like you're cooling, but they don't do C's because that's. Crips are their like arch nemesis, so oh. They're bullying you, big back and bullying.
I'm learning so much. Instead of saying like LOL now, they say IJBOL.
What?
Who's saying that? Who's? I'm telling you, it's the little TikTokers. This is not us.
Which means like I just burst out laughing.
Oh my gosh! So many letters for what?
Out laughing.
Some of them are easy, like mid, we know that one. Bet, right? Those are like body. Hey,
so that's like a Korean.
Do you know what those are?
What?
You know,
which
you
one?
Know what mid is?
Do you know what mid
I
is?
I know what mid is. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's mid.
Yeah. I'm like bet.
I know. I use bet.
Yeah. Anyway, so word of the day, because they speak a whole other language. Apparently not Svet, but sometimes I don't understand what they're saying because I get confused. And okay, Gen Alpha,
when do you talk to
it.
These people?
When do I talk to my techs? All day.
Oh, these are your techs.
Yeah, so my techs will speak to me and I'll be very confused. Do you guys have younger people that you work with? Ooh, anybody?
I have a good one.
Not right now.
Thought of a good term though.
Okay.
You guys know No Cap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know? Come back to me.
Okay. JD, do you work with anyone younger?
Yeah, a couple other staff members are younger.
Okay. What are the vibes? I use vibes a lot. I feel like that's a very Gen Z term.
You know what I use? I use it's giving.
Yeah, that's very Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Like when I'm coming to my attending and I'm like, oh, da da da, I'll be like, it's giving like stage 2 AMD, and then I'm like, SV, don't talk like that. Oh,
I remember now. Hey, have you guys heard type shit?
No.
Just that.
I think I've heard my brother say it once or twice. But I also think we cut off JD.
Didn't you have JD?
Type shit.
Okay, JD, do you work with anyone younger? And what are the vibes? Was the question.
We joke around a lot.
Yeah, but do you feel like they speak like differently? Do you feel like they have a different mindset than you?
Not necessarily. I think there's more of a gap with some of the... like older docs or older individuals I've worked with.
Yeah. We'll go older, but I just want to like finish up with the younger gens, right? So just in general, even as patients, do you see like the younger people coming in and like what's your experiences like differently when you're like talking to a millennial versus talking to like somebody who's like a Gen Z, like in your chair? Do you speak to them differently? Like, are you like, well, you know, it's giving AMD, or do you say like, hey,
they would relate. I feel like,
yeah, I'd be like, yo, yeah. It's like, you know, no cap. For, honestly, like
girls say that though. Like guys aren't gonna say it's giving.
Yeah, girl, never said that.
Do you treat them differently?
I tried it once, and then my girlfriend was like, "Yo, what are you doing?"
I don't think it's. Are like, you saying that like Gen Z terms have genders? I'm confused.
That specific, it's giving only females say, unless you're.
Just, let me write that down because I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I didn't know that either. Yeah, I could see it though. If you're like a little, actually, I'm not gonna speak. I could say a lot of bad things.
Anyway, back
JD,
to
JD. Back to you.
So when you have like a new patient in your chair, let's say like they have like a new nevus in the back of their eyes or like, you know, something that you have to patient educate about, right? Like, are you breaking it down differently for them versus like somebody a little bit older in our generation or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think you try to put the information in a way that makes sense for the person, right? Usually if it's an older person, I'll be very like, hey, you have this going on. Sometimes you gotta be really loud.
I've definitely seen this live.
I scream. They gotta hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen it live. You know, I was working alongside JD and watching him do his magic. He had an older patient, but she wasn't that old. She was like 50 something, and he was talking so loud. And then, like, I think he left to the other room. She was like, yeah, he like talks like really loud.
She heard me.
The education's like, important. Yeah, he
likes to get his point across for sure.
Wait, but why were you talking loudly to like a 50 something year old?
I generally do with people who can't hear or who are older, but apparently I did it to someone who didn't fit that.
The vibes were off. It was giving, couldn't hear.
Gray hairs.
That's the situation. Yeah.
It was giving elderly, but it wasn't.
Tight shit.
No cap. Oh, what is it? What is it, Nadia? I rolled laughing. What is it?
I just burst out laughing.
There you go.
IGBLF.
IGBOL.
Can I read something I found?
Yeah, please.
It's an article about like the generations and like the work environment. It says baby boomers were content with devoting their lives to the work they found, whereas millennials and Gen Z seek purposeful devotions that serve both themselves and the communities they care about. What are your thoughts that come up?
Wait, can we repeat it one more time?
Baby boomers were content with devoting their lives to the work they found. And then millennials and Gen Z seek purposeful devotions that serve themselves and the communities they care about.
Yeah.
It's giving selfish.
It's giving mental health is important now versus like, I think that like before it was like, you worked and you couldn't talk about how much it sucked and that was it, right? And
yeah, you put your head down. It's like very military. Like I tell you to do something, you got to do it. But I hate that.
Yeah. And we don't do that because we're all about advocating for like, hey, you need the balance. You need to know like you're not going to get burnt out. You know, you have to have the passion to keep the purpose. Otherwise, you're going to be depressed. We're not about depression, you know, no cap in this gen. So
and we ask why. Like why? Like it has to make sense for us to do something. Like, why? Mm-hmm. Why are you going to make me do this?
I think that we definitely stand up for ourselves and stand up for things that before were taboo topics.
Mm-hmm. And standing on business. That's another Gen Z term.
Yep. Standing on our business. Yep. That's a good one. And
write this down.
Add it to the list. Yeah. No, but I think that today we're just, I don't know. We're not scared to say things. But it was interesting though, because Doug, your first impression was we're selfish now, which is like other end of the spectrum.
Depends how you look at it, yeah.
I hear it from the parentals all the time. So that's why I initially said that, because I think they feel like the mindset that we have as being millennials and Gen Z is selfish mentality, which can be looked at that as that way, but it also, like, there's two ways to it. Like, you're trying to, I think for us, like, we realize that mental health is important. Like, taking care of yourself is important. And, like, peace of mind is important. But they didn't realize that. They feel like they had to do this, and that to get this done. And they probably did have to do that to pave the way. But also, it's just, like, it's not like that anymore.
Do you think it's because we're being validated in different ways? Like before, with this boomer generation, they got their validation from their jobs and from like excelling at their work. And now we're getting validated from other things like the internet and the TikToks and like getting the clout and like, you know, that has been our generation. Like, I think that the millennials have had a little bit of both because we had the internet and we didn't have the internet, right? Like, we grew up in a time when we didn't have cell phones. I didn't have a cell phone until I was like in high school. And then we didn't even get texting until I was in college. You know, like these things were not like, at our fingertips readily available. But now with this new generation, you know, they just come out of the womb, they're on iPads, you know, they know how to do everything and everything's like so user friendly. I honestly think that Gen Z is a little bit more of like the hand holding generation. They just have to like, I feel like I get asked a lot of questions a lot during the day, like, hey, I know you told me this, but can you tell me it again? Because they just have been born into this like generation where like you get the iPhone and it tells you what to do. It's like, hello, open me, do this, do that, right? So they hadn't had to figure kind of stuff out on their own sometimes. And so I kind of see that kind of parallel a little bit between like Gen Z and these millennials, because for us, we were like, we kind of have to like figure it out on our own. And now that we have the technology, we're like, well, this is so nice. I love ChatGPT. You know, I'm just in there like trying to discover things, but
short attention spans and then not being critical thinkers.
Yeah. Not, you know, yeah, I agree. I think that like, that's kind of where I'm getting at. It's just different for them, right? Just because they just have so many answers. Like I had a dictionary when I was a kid, I couldn't go on the internet and look up words. You know, I was a little foreign kid who didn't understand English that well. And I literally had like a children's dictionary that I had to like turn the pages, guys. Like this was not like, I couldn't just Google it and it couldn't just tell me the words. I recently saw the movie Lion again. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie.
You know what that is?
It's about like this little Indian boy who got like separated from his family. And then he got adopted eventually by this Australian family. And it was like in 2019, he like used Google Earth to find his hometown so he could like get reconnected with his family. And I'm like, that's crazy because in this generation, like that sounds like so easy to find. But imagine like 20 years ago, that was not like a readily available tool, right? And even optometry, things are like changing, like the way that we're studying for boards, the way that we take boards, right? It's all like digitalized now.
Has it affected anybody in a professional setting when you're working with someone who's like a different generation?
I kind of have a comment on that. But before I get there, I was half offended by Nadia's comments. But offended in the sense that like going back to where I feel like being 1999, I'm in the middle because I wasn't born with an iPad, but like if Nadia had a phone in high school and got texting in college, like that was probably late middle school, early high school for me, you know? So I kind of feel like, oh, I didn't have a phone and I still use a dictionary and I still know what like cassettes were. And like, I used all of those. And in first and second grade, we still had the projector stuff. Like we didn't have PowerPoint just yet until like high school. So I kind of feel like I relate a little bit with you guys, but it came a little earlier in my education. You know, I wasn't. So I just want to defend myself in that way.
So you're a true millennial. I just identify. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't have an iPad. I didn't get a phone till I don't know, probably high school or something. And it was like, I had flip phones. You know, I didn't have an iPhone in the beginning and stuff. But anyways, besides defending myself, I was thinking about how you were describing, what comment did you make? You just said that, oh, we'll go up to you and be like, or Gen Z will be like, oh, can you explain this to me again or something, instead of like going out and maybe doing their own research and asking maybe a little more questions. And I have felt that way before, because I feel like there's some people that will, even in a clinical sense, going back to JD's question, kind of integrating everything together, I've felt that in a clinical sense, there's some people that I can go up to, and maybe they're like more of a younger generation doc, and I can ask them multiple questions and they'll teach me, versus there's other doctors that I don't feel comfortable going up to them and asking them questions that they've already told me because they're older. So I'm going to go do my research and then I'll come back to them and be like, okay, I get this, this, and this. I'm still lost here. And they're okay with that kind of question. But if I just went up to them and said, hey, can you just help me with this in general, and didn't have a specific question, they'd be like, no, go do your research first. Yeah. You know, I think different mentalities. While there's younger docs, I could just be like, hey, can you just repeat this all over again? And they'll be like, yeah, sure.
we're just learning differently. You know, back then I feel like you couldn't ask because that's how you had to get your information. You had to do the research, and now we're just being told a lot and that kind of thing. But even with the older docs, like JD was kind of saying right earlier, like you work with older people. Or JD, what were you wanting to comment about before?
Yeah, I mean, I think a thought that comes up to me or experience was in my first job, I asked for a raise, and I was at a point where like things were like kind of on edge, where there was a lot of happiness from both sides, and asking for this raise to me was kind of like a, hey, I'm willing to work hard if I get this raise. Instead, I wasn't given the raise. I was told I have to work harder first. And so I felt like that was like a generation thought process for me. It was like, hey, you want to incentivize me, like show me this reward and I will reward you. Whereas like, I think the boomer generation is kind of like, nah, you got to show it to me now. And so it ended up being in that situation. I worked harder. And then long-term didn't lead to a good fit because just there wasn't alignment there in that sense. But I feel like I've seen some of those situations where it's very much like, yeah, prove it to me first. Whereas I think we do think about ourselves and our goals and what makes sense for us first.
Yeah. Like, what do boomers think about us having a podcast? They're probably like, this is a waste of time. But it's not, because this is like how the generations are changing, right? We're getting our information so differently, you know, and we're not. I personally am not a reader. I know that JD loves to read, right? I don't know if Doug or Svet does a lot of reading, but I don't know. I just, you know, I think just being a foreign child, I just didn't love reading because English wasn't my first language and it was just hard for me. And my parents didn't read to me because they didn't speak English, you know. So my mom would tell me stories, but she wouldn't like read me them. So I think like reading for me, my reading is not great. So I don't enjoy that part, but I love listening to podcasts. You know, I love getting my information from the videos. When I was watching KMK, I'd watch the videos first and then I'd read, you know, because I just felt like that's how I would retain information in this generation. So I don't know if you guys kind of relate to that studying wise, because I know Doug, you just took boards again and everything. Like, what's your learning process now, you feel like, as a millennial versus like the way they had that experience before?
Well, I don't know if that's like a millennial thing or just like a type of person. What type of method do you like? You know, everyone has their types, their method that they like to absorb information, whether it be audio, auditory, visual, a little bit of both, or written, things like that. So for me, definitely, I'm a visual learner though. But I think I realized through like the updated KMK with like the audio books and things like that, and just like listening to podcasts, I think added audio for me is like helps me retain things more than just watching. When I can hear it and watch it, I think that it adds, you know, extra substance for me. So
what about like writing notes versus like typing them on the computer?
Yeah, I definitely think writing has a bigger difference. Even like if you're like, there's a difference between writing on paper and writing on your tablet. Like writing on your tablet, I feel like you don't feel the strokes that you write. So like, I have so many notes like on my tab or whatever that I've written, and I don't even remember them. I read them back and I'm like, I wrote that. But if you like write on your paper, I feel like you feel like there's that tactile measurement. So you feel what you've written along with remembering what you heard or watched. So I think it adds a little bit more of an essence of like being able to remember more based off of that.
I think my experience in school has been like kind of similar to Doug's, but a little different. Up until optometry school, so even in college, we would buy textbooks and we would have to read the textbook and take notes from it. In optometry school, I haven't opened up one textbook. I don't know if that was the same for you guys. Like, we never use the textbook. We just learn from slides.
Yeah.
Is that like normal?
Yeah.
For me.
You know?
I mean, I would do problems in the optics book and stuff though, but.
Yeah, no, we're given a PDF of like optics problems. Like, so sometimes our professors will like, it looks like there's a PDF that we need to read and it looks like it was copied from a textbook.
From a textbook, yeah.
Yeah, but besides that, that's it. And then I started to use an iPad in optometry school. So I was using like paper and stuff in college. I don't know. I just kind of adapted to what's like the new thing. Like everybody in my class in first year had an iPad. There's nobody who was doing paper.
But parallel it, right? So like the boomer generation, right? Which was like what, 30, 40 years ago, they were probably in optometry school. Like, can you imagine like what they had to do to, like, they had to read the textbook, right? There was no PowerPoints. I don't even know how that would go. Did the teacher sit in the class and open up the
textbook? Go to the actual library. That would be crazy. Back in elementary school,
I remember the teacher would put it on some sort of like device where it would go on the wall.
Did they have that?
Yeah, the projector.
Projector.
Did they have one of those projectors?
Yeah, I would think. Like 4 years ago.
But it's like if they had that, it would have had to have been copied from a book.
Or you write it on the board. You just write all the notes on the board.
Yeah, they wrote the notes on the board. That's crazy. The chalkboard, you know?
But then to add to this too, I remember like a guy, like first year, same experience as meaning like everyone had an iPad or a tablet, you're writing on it. And this one dude, I remember, he would like go to the library on the weekends and just like write all the notes from the slides, like, three times in a row, just spend a whole weekend on one set of PowerPoints. And I just felt like that was a waste of time.
Wow,
like,
I would do that.
Just read the PowerPoints.
I just had to rewrite everything because that's how I would.
I actually get the writing thing. It just depends how you study, right? Like, for me, writing it used to help me. So I think it's like we're all different, right? Like Nadia's saying reading versus listening, or like you got to know what works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's why this new generation kind of thinks that we're the old generation thinks that we're lazy because we like have all this technology and they kind of just think like, wow, you just have everything readily available to you, you know?
Yeah.
I think that there's this mentality that I don't like that I feel like older generations have, and it happens a lot in clinic. To give one example, we have to give like really quick background. We have two clinics at school. One clinic is three blocks away from the main clinic where all our equipment is. So you either walk three blocks where it's like 15 minutes with all your equipment. And we all know if you don't know what the equipment looks like, you can go to like one of Nadia's reels of like all the equipment we have to carry. That was my favorite reel that you've done. Okay. Anyways. So you have to carry all that equipment for 15 minutes, or like somebody needs to drive. Somebody uses their own car to the clinic. And what we were trying to do was get like the school screening bus to take everybody who needs to go to that clinic. Like, let's just take the school screening bus. Like, why can't we just use that to go to the clinic, pick up, drop off, whatever. Anyways, it's like things like that where the older generation will be like, well, no, we can't use that bus because there's no one to drive it and we've never used that bus in the past. And this is the way it is. You either walk or somebody needs to drive. Like, we need to stick to what we've always done. While I think my generation is like, well, why can't we try something new? Why can't we do something new? This is there. Why can't we use it? And I feel like it happens too. I have friends who like, oh, it's my brother's birthday or it's my wedding. I'm sorry, my brother's wedding or my wedding. And I can't go to contact lens lab or I can't go to clinical lab. And then attendings or like the professor would be like, oh no, I had to go to clinical lab or contact lens lab before somebody's wedding, so you need to do this too. And I don't know why older generations have this mentality of like, oh, I suffered in this way, so you need to suffer in this way. Because I think once I become an older doc, I've been sick and I've missed multiple days of clinic recently. So if I'm in a position of admin and somebody's sick, I would literally be like, okay, I'm going to work on this with you. I remember when I was sick and I was suffering and I want to make it easier for you. I don't know why that's my mentality as a Gen Z. And I don't know why older individuals have this mentality of, oh no, I struggled this way, so you need to struggle that way. So do you guys have, lack of empathy. Do you guys relate? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely relate. But I guess just to play the other side, just because I feel like no one else is representing the other side, they'll probably say, hey, like, this is what I had to go through. You have to do it too now. This is your turn. This is how you become successful or complete. Like,
traditions.
Yeah, traditions and
are important and, like, for the elders.
It's like impenetrable to them.
Right. But this is like going back to like the mental health kind of topic, right? They just didn't prioritize that. And now we're like, this is a once in a lifetime thing. Like, this is my one brother's wedding or whatever. Like, this is not something I can miss.
Yeah. Or it's your wedding. You can't miss it. Why are you giving me, why are you not letting me miss this one lap that I could make up? I don't know.
Which is interesting, because it's like, you see sometimes where traditions are important, but then you also see sometimes where like new thought is important and new ideas. Like, how, if you just stick to doing the same things over and over, like, what, how is there ever going to be change? So it's very interesting, because they could easily use that bus, but they're just not going to, and then make excuses because, and then just say like, yeah, we never had to, we had to walk those blocks. So why can't you guys?
Yeah.
But do you think we in 20 years are going to be more like them?
No, I don't think that the Gen Z's lazy. So. I think I'm going to be like, nope, you're going to just have to learn. You just walk the miles. I'm old now. I did it. You do it too.
But see, I don't get it. The crazy
thing is, though, adding to that, the like newer, especially the newer Gen Z's who are like 18 through like 20 right now, like they are like really lazy, though. Like a lot of them. Like, okay, some people don't get licenses. They don't want to work. They want to stay at home and just do nothing. Like,
okay, but we're talking about people who are like in optometry school. So like, if you're in optometry school, you're like probably not as lazy. You're a little more motivated. Sure. So
that is fair.
If I was in an admin position at an optometry school and these students are rallying and saying, oh, we want to try this, I'd be like, sure, why don't you guys try it? If it fails, whatever, we won't ever do it again. Or unless the next class wants to do it. Like, I don't get why that's not hard. Like, just be open to an opportunity. Because if we do think that, it doesn't make sense if you're saying these people are lazy, but they're coming up with new ideas to make life a little easier. So is that a person who's actually lazy?
I just think that they have been babied a little bit more. You know, like, we baby this new generation a little bit more than we just give them like a little bit. Like, oh, you had to go through COVID. Oh, you're so young, you know. I don't know. Versus like, we've just been through it. We millennials have just seen it all, man. Forget it. Like, do you know they always say like millennials are looking like younger than the Gen Zs, right? Like, why do you think that is? Like, why did the Gen Zs look so much older? You guys have seen these videos of these 13-year-olds that are in middle school on TikTok, and I didn't look like that.
No, I didn't look like that either.
Because of GMOs.
Yeah. GMOs. Gotta go organic.
It's the water.
Whatever, but actually, like, no, but like, actually, like, what do you think it is? Like, why do the generations like it's such a weird, I know that like we should talk about the boomers and we don't have anyone representing that, but just thinking about this like younger generation and how like they just are like different. It's like a different species. I don't even know. Like,
see, that's when I feel like you're not talking about me. That's why I'm like, I'm,
you're
not
like a millennial. Yeah, you're like on the upper cusp of this millennial Gen Z, right?
Yeah.
But like these 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds who are like trying to look older, and we're like, wow, you look older. And they're like, thank you. And we're like, you know, it's not a compliment. That's like a TikTok.
Like, we're going to have to come back and have someone representing each generation here for the part two.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I think it's important to keep in mind how other generations are thinking when you're in the workplace or just with people or whatever it may be. And you could say, hey, wow, like I maybe can project what they're going to say or think.
And I think it goes back to what JD's doing, recruiting and values. Like, I would want to go to a practice that would value my ideas and that would let me do my idea. And if my idea fails, let me fail. Let me fix it, because now I failed. So let me fix it. And then let me come up with a new idea. Like, be open to me trying that, because I'm not going to be trying to fail. I'm going to try to do better. But I have ideas. I want to try new things. And I would need somebody, work with somebody that would be open to those values, because I don't want to stick to traditions. I want to try new things to make everybody's life easier.
I love that. I think that's so important to keep in mind.
Wow. Great conversations. Yeah. We should have like a true Gen Z and a true boomer here, and then just battle it out, you know?
Yeah.
Have them bussing.
Yeah.
Hey, no cap.
No cap. Bet.
All right. Thank you all for joining. Hope you enjoyed.
Bye.
Guys, I feel like our conversation could have kept going.
JD was over it.
JD's like, Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Depth Perception Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe on all of our platforms, including
Spotify,
Instagram,
Google Podcasts,
Apple Podcasts,
YouTube. Make sure you click that button. Double tap that.
So you guys have no reason not to follow us and tune in to the next episode.
Stop wasting time.
Get in depth.
Subscribe.